No one who needs to hear this is hearing it. That's the problem. Do you get invited on Fox News?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. And I go on Fox from time
to time.
Do you
go, Sean Hannity invite you on?
Oh, he invites me a lot.
You don't go?
I used to go.
You should go.
I used to go.
That's who needs to hear your message.
You know,
I thought you weren't invited.
No, I am invited. I am invited.
Please go.
No, seriously,
you liked me.
I do. But I like America, too. You got to get in the bubble, man.
Well,
this bubble's already sewn up. We got these bubbles.
Here's the thing about Fox News. And there are credible journalists, some, on Fox News. But I'm just trying to think of some,
There are. It's about the audience that's listening to it.
No, I
understand. At least they would hear the argument.
The challenge that we face, and I think this is the cross-cutting challenge of all, and it's demonstrated by Fox News, is we now get our information from such different places.
Right.
And people live in their information world.
My point.
If there had been a Fox News when Richard Nixon was president, there would have been no premature end of his administration. My favorite anecdote of Watergate is, because this is so Trumpian, you could imagine Trump doing exactly the same thing. When the tapes were revealed and the White House didn't want to give out the tapes and didn't want to make them public, didn't want to give them to Congress, they came up with a solution. We'll give them to James O. Eastland, this old Democratic senator, and we'll let him tell the public what's on them. Well, he was notoriously deaf.
Right.
And you could see Donald Trump saying this, but the difference between then and now is if Donald Trump proposed that today, Fox News would say, that's a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant idea.
Which is why you gotta go there, man.
All right. I will go.
Great.
For you.
I appreciate it. Okay.